After the late 17th century, the interests of the North and the South began to become different, especially in coastal areas. The Southern emphasis on export production contrasted sharply with the Northern emphasis on food production, while having obvious differences between the two in government, education, and religion. Characterized by a hierarchical system, the South began to emphasize a rural system of government. By the mid-18th century, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia had formed as colonies of Britain, along with the later southern state of Louisiana, as a colony of France. For the upper colonies, that is, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, and portions of North Carolina, the tobacco culture prevailed. However, in the lower colonies of South Carolina and Georgia, cultivation focused further on cotton and rice. Louisiana, in contrast, centered around the port city of New Orleans, was economically separate from the British colonies. Also, New Orleans produced a large population of octoroons, or persons defined as having 1/8 black heritage. Often, these people belonged to a lower level of society. However, it was possible for free blacks to own slaves, and the city of New Orleans contained many black slaveholders compared to the British colonies.